border. It's then free to break through the rest of the country and come to your hometown. And this is a killer, killer drug. And the cartels know, they study what this administration does or doesn't do, and they exploit the loopholes. And when you have a policy of literally throwing the door open at the border, you make their job easier than it has ever been to kill Americans and make a lot of money.
And the Tour de France has dropped a lawsuit against The Spectator, blamed for causing a dramatic crash during the race's first stage. The 30-year-old woman was arrested over the weekend for holding a cardboard sign into the road as cyclists passed, with one hitting it and causing a massive pileup. Tour director Christian Prudhomme said that the story had been blown out of proportion, but wanted to make sure that the fans observed the safety rules of the race. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
The 4th of things settle down tonight, but the showers and thunderstorms come back tomorrow, mostly the afternoon hours. Scattered activity for the morning, then likely throughout the day. 70s for the morning to a high into the upper to mid-80s tomorrow. It's mid-80s on the way Saturday and Sunday, 4th of July, with a continued chance of showers and thunderstorm activity daily. Overnight lows of 70s. We're watching Elsa, the new tropical storm in the Atlantic, as it advances towards the Caribbean. Possibly, if not likely, will emerge into the southeast Gulf of Mexico by Monday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WGSO from the Puka Ray
to Funchal Square.
Things have changed. WGSO. Do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's 7 p.m. on Mondays. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Mondays at 7 p.m.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, here we go. Another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And, you know, if there ever was a slow news day, I think today was one of them. Except for the fact that we can say happy Bobby Bonilla Day.
Hey, yeah, that check clears. Check's in the mail. July 1st.
You know, what a deal he got.
I feel like we learn more about that deal every year.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like it feels almost like the Easter Bunny or like Santa Claus or like passes by the house, you know, over Christmas Eve, that kind of thing.
Well, for those of you that don't know, Bobby Bonilla played for the Mets back in the early... Well, actually, he was released by the Mets in 2000.
Didn't want to pay him.
Didn't
want to pay him that 5.9.
Nope. So the Mets agreed to defer his salary at an 8% interest and make 25 equal payments of $1,193,248.20. And they agreed to do that from on July 1st from 2011 all the way to 2035.
Yeah, good for him. I mean, I don't know if he still has an agent, but if I saw that, I'd be like, talk to my agent, and then I'd be like, I'm firing you so I could save a little bit more dough and be like, just, hey, every year, yeah. Come on.
And that totals out to be $29,831,205. And, of course, Mets fans have been upset about it ever since. And, you know, they're calling for the new owner, Stephen Cohen, to why can't they just pay him off? I think they it looks like they owe him like $18 million still.
Like, that's what's holding them up.
Right.
Yeah, a million a year, just over a million a year is not holding them up. It's just that You don't want to spend the money. I think give Cohen some time because, I mean, other than DeGrom, you have no one. You have no one. I mean,
well, Francisco Lindor.
Lindor, yeah. They paid him, too.
Yeah.
But I think the thing was with that, it's like they were always insistent with him and Lindor. It's like, oh, Mets are good. Mets are great. They were trying to do that, shove that down our throats last year. And I'm like, no, they're not.
Well, and they
just don't have enough players. They have two stars, and that's it. And I feel bad for them.
Yeah. They signed James McCann, the catcher, over the winter. Had a good year with the White Sox last year, but they overpaid for what they got. He's not doing much.
He's old, too.
Yeah, he's no spring chicken, that's for sure. But yeah, you know, another interesting thing about Bonilla is after he was let go by the Mets, he signed with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Ah.
And had it not been for Bobby Bonilla, we wouldn't have gotten to see Albert Pujols that year because Bonilla got hurt at the end of spring training, and Pujols, they had no intentions of bringing him north. However, with that open roster spot, it allowed Pujols to start, and Bobby Bonilla then
never got
a chance.
There's one person celebrating Bobby Bonilla Day other than Bobby. Yeah. Well, it's funny. Did you see he did a commercial, Bobby Bonilla, for Ryan Reynolds' telephone company?
Oh,
his telephone, for Mint Mobile. Mm-hmm. He's sitting there. It was pretty funny. Maybe we'll play it if we can.
But, yeah, you know, good for him. He's 58, so, 2035, you're going to add another 14 years, if my math is correct. And so he'll be 72 and still getting a check.
May not have to get Social Security.
Right? I mean, you're just going to give somebody $1 million. I mean, goodness. You know, and he was a good player, you know, in his day. He was a six-time All-Star from 86 to 2001. He hit .279 career with 287 home runs and 1,100 RBIs.
Yeah, very serviceable, more than serviceable. Yeah. So you probably still got a lot of people like, who?
Yeah. Well, he was part of the Killer Bees with Pittsburgh when they were good, when they had Bonds and I think Sid Bream was the other B, the first baseman. But yeah, you know, good for him. he's gonna get paid till he's 72 years old by the Mets. So happy Bobby Bonilla Day. You know, I was beginning to wonder there if we're gonna pay Drew Brees until he's in his 70s. But
they like to do that defer thing, and it's different with the NFL and where it's just like after a while you're just like, you gotta stop.
Yeah. Well, and baseball has always done, you know, been a little creative when it came to paying. Even with speaking of Albert Pujols, that contract he signed with the Angels, the extra money on it was for him after he retires to do 10 years of basically be a spokesperson for him. Mm-hmm. And that 10 years worth of money didn't count against the salary cap. So then at the time, the commissioner had to step in after the fact.
It was just getting out of hand,
and said, "Nah, this is it. No more of this stuff.
We can't just sit there. I know you're getting creative, and I know the Saints tried to reinvent the wheel there with that trade for who are they trying to get? Who was the defensive guy?
Clowney
was trying to supposedly get Clowney, and they were just like, you know what? Probably the office is just like, just no. I'm going to shut that. I'm going to put that fire out right now.
Yeah, let's not do that. Speaking of baseball, real quick, have you been paying attention to what Kyle Schwarber's been up to?
Yeah, I've been on a tear.
Oh my goodness! And I don't know if they played last night. I don't think they did. But through Tuesday, in his last 18 games, had 16 home runs. That is incredible.
That's ungodly. That's pretty, yeah, pretty grotesque.
And, you know, the sad part is, well, I mean, it is what it is. And, you know, maybe if he's hitting in a different spot in the lineup, he doesn't get those 16 home runs. But they moved him to the leadoff spot.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think maybe it's like a thing where you want to maybe get fans in the stands, like, hey, we got to hurry up and get there, get to the ballpark, that kind of thing, maybe.
I don't know, but, you know, it's a shame to not have him in a cleanup spot with runners on base and you have him leading off.
Or is he doing all this because they got rid of the spider tack? Well, that's not true. He was always a hitter beforehand.
Yeah, he was a slugger, for sure. But, you know, he'll come back to, you know, back to his average. But he's always, you know, he's always been a slugger, but hitting for average, not so much his forte.
Yeah.
And that's why I believe the Cubs let him walk is because
they didn't want to pay him all that money for hopefully some home runs.
Right.
Maybe it's like, I mean, it looks good for him now if he's with another team, but also the fact that maybe he can get there. Mm-hmm. He's probably just saying, hey, I'm not swinging for the fences. I'm just trying to get contact and hey, it's going out.
And going out on a big rate. I believe most, like 90% of his home runs have been over 400 feet.
Yeah,
I mean, some of these that he's been hitting are just bombs. I think he hit one over 500 this year, which also a lot of people are hitting just ridiculous bombs.
A lot of people are
bombs.
Doing that too. I mean, yeah, it's just like that. The last 2-3 years, you know, since the ball is juice. Don't let MLB tell you they're.
It is. Yeah. Paul Goldschmidt hit a home run.
Might as well be a Super Bowl. Just drop it and bounce.
Paul Goldschmidt hit a home run on Saturday to dead center field at Busch Stadium, and it was 470 feet. I've never seen a ball go up that high into center field.
Yeah, like when it's going that high, that's where, I mean, I think everything about launch angle and exit velo, but like when you're going, oh, man.
Right. Like, they have like that grassy area that's right on the other side of the center field wall, and then on top, you know, past the grassy part is a concrete. There's like a concrete slab, and then there's a advertising board there. He hit it up on that concrete. I've never seen anybody do that. And not to say he's not a strong man, because he is.
Like he's not about that, but just like that far, dead center.
And it didn't. I mean, obviously it was square, but it didn't look like it was square when it came off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm with you. if the ball's not juiced, I don't know what to tell you. And I get it because everybody. It's either strikeout or
home
run.
Last few years, same thing. It's just like feast or famine. And it's like if you were a home run hitter before, and you tell those guys, hey, no more spider tech, no more goop. Then it's like, oh, it's open season.
Yep, absolutely.
I feel like they're always gonna. MLB's always gonna. Choose hitting over good pitching or strategy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the first suspension came from Hector Santiago of the Angels got a 10-game suspension.
What did he have? He didn't have the spider tech. He had what?
He was claiming it was rosin and something else, but who knows? But either way, I don't think
he broke the rule, but
And the thing is what they've told you that it's going to happen, and you got checked and you got caught.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, stupid. Yeah, just blatant disregard. Yeah.
So, all right, well, let's take a break, and we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about the new national baseball champions, who I don't believe anybody would have guessed this one. So we'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show after this.
I'm a one-way motorway. I'm a road to drive. Follows you back home. I'm a street light shining in. I'm a white light blind and bright, burning off and on. It's time like these to learn to live again. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with 3 locations to serve you: Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
WGSO. across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on, get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org to learn more.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
All right, we're back with the Something to Say radio show on WGSO.com and, of course, on WGSO 990, said that backwards, WGSO 990 AM and on WGSO.com. There we go. Jeez Louise. Whew. All right, so I intentionally put this in the mix tonight because I knew you would get passionate
sick
about
man.
It.
You're a sick, sick man.
So last night, Mississippi State, they upset Vanderbilt to win their first national championship in college baseball and did it handily, 9-0.
Yeah, I was surprised by that. Every now and then, like, because Vandy's, like, they're the studs. They're
oh, yeah.
The class of field. They always have the great pitching. I don't know how they always get it, but they do. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and you knew it, everyone's like, oh, who'd have thought? Vandy, like, baseball powerhouse. I mean, mm-hmm. everyone down here thinks like, no, it's LSU, and which they are. LSU is the program. Mm-hmm. It is still one there where they can still get the guys. They have enough money with boosters and now NIL and everything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they were good. Fortunately, didn't get to watch it because of the kid, but which is probably for the best. Because I turned on the other game, I'm like, when it got out of hand, it was like 13-1. I'm like, I'm out of here. All right.
Well, I would have never guessed because that 1-2 punch of Vanderbilt's starting pitching. Yeah. In a 3-game series, how in the hell did they
lose? Rocker and Leiter, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
And also, I mean, give it to Mississippi State. They went, I think, a few years back. They went to the final, and they lost to UCLA, I believe, in 2014 or 2015. Mm-hmm. And they have some studs. They have a storied program out there in Starkville. What's the – I'm trying to think of his name. Pitched for, I think, Chicago, I believe, and then also with the Red Sox. I think he went to. They got some notable alumni from that squad.
Left-hander.
Yeah.
Shoot, what's his name? I can picture him. Yeah. I can't think of his name. Because up until I think it was just within the last couple of years, he had never picked anybody off.
Yeah. Papelbon?
No,
not Papelbon.
Shoot, what's his name?
Oh, yeah, here's a good one for you. Rafael Palmeiro, former, yeah.
The juice is loose.
Yeah.
Will Clark, yeah, you know, they New had, Orleanian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, they played together in the same squad, too, for a little while. Same time.
I mean, how the hell do you not win with two guys like that?
Yeah. Well, and also to be fair, like, because the playoff system for college baseball, like, it only 8 teams go to Omaha, and it's just like it's like you got to really be the best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
So
as John Lester,
that's it, Lester. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, and to your, you know, to be fair, to bring that guy up, and then I had to type in Cubs pitcher World Series 2016 to get it.
Yeah.
it probably the way I felt that night when the Cubs won the World Series is probably similar to how
yeah, like,
you feel
oh,
about.
Yeah, like never going
to
hear it ever again. And yeah, look, mm-hmm. Just for to set the stage, I'm an Ole Miss alum. Producer yeah. Sean here is an Ole Miss alum through and through. Very proud. I'm born and raised here. I still. Like I will openly root for LSU. I like to see that team do well. Their teams do well because usually that leads to more work for me outside my second gig. That's why.
Yeah.
So like this other, not I don't want to say it's nonsense. This other stuff that the school's dealing with does not help me.
Yeah.
But anyway, no Mississippi State, and you're gonna see every meteorologist, every American meteorologist, just be hooting and hollering, ringing a cowbell like a darn fool. And first of all, that is insane. That yeah. is awful. They pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines for that every year.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, it's great to see somebody you finally win something.
Mm-hmm.
But just in this case, maybe not them. Like Starkville.
That's exactly how I felt when the Cubs
just
won.
Like, yeah, it's like cool. The country club gets another. Yeah, gets something. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You only have people from all over the world wearing a C on their hat.
Yeah. And well, and you got. You know, when everybody like, oh, it's been, you know, 108 years in the making, and they, you know,
like,
it was about time. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
They could go 1,008 years. I don't care.
Yeah.
Because, of course, it's the same thing that you're talking about. You get all the, number one, you get the bandwagon jumpers and the people that really don't know anything
about
anything.
You probably
didn't
see a lot of that down here, but you see a lot of Cubs fans down here, don't you?
Yeah, because of WGN.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's gross. But at the same time, that's how the Cardinals got their big following was because of
KMOX.
Because of KMOX over the years before the television stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, I it still turns my stomach when I see somebody flying the W flag down here.
Well, just like even down here, you see a lot of W flags. You see Chicago Cubs colors. There's a damn Cubs bar in Milan. You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
called. I think that's the name of the bar. It's like Milan. Yeah, but you walk in, it's all Chicago Cubs stuff. Yeah. Then you see plenty Astros stuff too, which I do get because
sure. We
have the farm team with the Zephyrs was down here for a little while, and you had the Killer Bees, the other Killer Bees, mm-hmm. pass through with Bigwell Biggio.
Well, and that's something that's crazy too is that you know the Astros had the farm team here. However, MLB blocks Astros games from this market.
Yeah, I think because of the Fox Sports Southwest, so you get a lot of the Rangers. Whatever it is now. It's Rangers now.
Rangers,
a lot
Sports.
Of the stuff from the that region, if you will, Dallas Fort Worth.
Dallas,
area.
Yeah, because there's Stars games on there.
Yeah, you got all that, but you'll still get their games. I don't think. I mean, of course, you're not going to need any Cowboys stuff, of course.
No.
So it's weird how like certain stuff comes in and out.
Yeah. And you would, I would think the Astros would be the team to play here because it's closer than Dallas, but you know, whatever. But, yeah, I thought I would bring that up because I figured you'd be a little upset about
such
last
a gentleman.
Night.
Such a gentleman.
Oh, it's all right. You know, everybody loves an underdog, right?
No. No, not always.
All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll get some news. We'll come back. We'll talk about Scottie Pippen a little bit more and his craziness. And if we got time, maybe we'll talk about Britney Spears and her old craziness. We'll be back.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio, WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner. Slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show. WGSO 990.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Today, I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Matt Doyle. On November 13th, St. Tammany voters will have the opportunity to decide whether they want a casino to be built on the water near Slidell. This comes after the parish council approved the vote 8-6 last night. Councilman Jay Carey says he voted no because instead of making it a parish-wide vote on gambling legalization, it just restricts the legalization to one facility.
A lot of us on the eastern part of the parish just thought that just didn't strike us as what we thought was going to happen.
And college student athletes wasted no time taking advantage of today's NCAA rule change, allowing them to receive endorsement deals and other compensation. Three LSU football players and the Cajuns quarterback all announced deals today. Charles Hanegriff with Matchpoint says stars with big social media followings will be cashing in.
So not just anybody can go out there and garner half a million views on something or, you know, amass a million social media followers. The craft has to come first.
Louisiana Radio Network.
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, I was in here about a month ago, and I asked about a really quick and easy game to play from the lottery.
Oh, yeah, I remember. We talked about...
Shh! I can't take that lightning crash noise again.
You mean when I say, fast play?
Okay, that is what I'm talking about.
Yep, fast play is a new fast way to play. You can choose $1 money, 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 $2 fire and dice, $3 bingo, $5 fabulous five, or $10 $50,000 roulette, where the top prize is $50,000.
So no more lightning and thunder sounds when I want fast play.
Nah, you're good. It's simple and easy. Just pick your fast play game, ask for your ticket, and see if you've won. It's just that fast.
That is fast. I feel better now. Thanks.
Fast Play is here. Win up to $50,000. Just pick your game and see if you've won. Fast Play from the lottery. It's fun in a flash. Must be 21 to participate.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Brought to you by the St. Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the St. Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at strockmarket.com.
All right, we're back with the Something to Say radio show. And we talked a little bit last night about Scottie Pippen, and I don't know what's up with him. I think he might have lost his mind.
That was that came out of nowhere. But, I mean, you could sit there and say make a good point, but for some of that where he was like saying, it's like, okay, you saw this stuff because everyone's like, well, Jordan never took the last shot. It was like Kerr, another white guy, mm-hmm. or back in the day, Paxton, another white player. And you're like, well, no, because that was really more or less. I mean, Phil Jackson is so dude. Like, he's like, probably doesn't, like, that is like anti-racist right
there.
Oh,
absolutely.
That guy. You know, he was like teaching, like, he was coaching at like a, like some, like, third world country for a little while.
Yeah.
And because when you talk to Jordan, he was always saying, so Jordan, like, because like, you're Jordan, I know you're going to get double teamed. So why, they both knew, why am I going to give you the ball? He would always, like, you saw the documentary, like, it was leaning, and he was yelling, like, hey, Jordan, who's open? He goes, Paxton. It's like, okay.
Yeah. And, you know, the sad part about this is that I know where this is coming from because he's got a new book out. And he's trying to create controversy, so people are going to be interested in this
people
book.
Aren't going to forget about you. You're Scottie Pippen, man.
Right.
Just let your legend live, your legacy be. Like, don't try to hype it up. It's already good.
Right.
Real good.
And he's even went as far to say that that Jordan was selfish to go play baseball and leave him alone.
Well, there's always some controversy there, yeah.
Well, yeah. Who knows? But the same, and then he said, you know, went on to say, well, it's kind of who Michael Jordan was. Well, yeah, absolutely. I'll be the first to admit Michael's probably a little selfish. Mm-hmm. Michael earned that right, too.
Yeah, it's like I'm the best there is.
And I don't think that him going, if we're just looking at it for what it is, him going to play baseball is really not a selfish decision. If he wanted to go do it, that's what he wanted to do. He just won 3 NBA championships. I mean, what do you want from the
right
guy?
I think it's just like that thing of like, I don't, because you could ask Scotty, like, hey, if it was just you at the Bulls, like you at the helm, and there was no Jordan, he was off somewhere else, or like he didn't exist, like, say there was a world without Jordan and you're the like the lead for the Bulls, like, are y'all winning all those championships?
Hell no.
Are you winning maybe even half?
Hell no.
Yeah, like you might get one,
maybe
two.
Maybe one or two. Yeah. And that really just depends because I don't believe that. Well, and he couldn't do it without Michael when he was gone, even with Horace Grant.
Yeah.
Because there, you want to talk about a guy who was selfish. There's a guy who's selfish.
Yeah, he was.
And, you know, I don't know if Rodman comes to the Bulls if there's no Jordan. Maybe. But at that point, too, I'm sure Scottie would have had some type of issue because him and Rodman had it out all
they
the time.
Like, yeah.
Whenever when Rodman
was
with Detroit.
I think it
was
just kind of like one of those things where they just didn't get along. And I don't know if, like, he was just trying to be like, he's just, you know, crotchety or just like an old man. But it's just like, he's, I don't know.
Well, and even like that last year, him wanting, you know, he was hurt, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But he sat for a long time, a lot longer than he should have.
I think, yeah, well, that's because they never paid him from the very beginning.
Yeah.
It's like that's the thing. I think this is a case of like almost too little, too late. Mm-hmm. Like, you waited so long to get your money. Like, if you did this like ahead of time, they'd have been like, okay, you're paid. Then you win those other championships again with Jordan. They'd be like, oh, money well spent.
Right.
And, but now that's what it seems like.
Well, and even at that point in time, until Jordan signed that his last few contracts with the Bulls, he was only making a couple $1 million a year.
Yeah, he was just getting all his Jordan Nike money.
But, you know, and it's easy to say when you're getting that Nike money.
Right.
That he was, excuse me, that he'd always said along the way that, you know, that's the contract I signed and that's what I'm going to stick with.
Yeah, he was just kind of like, yeah, he's a man of his word. I think he still has the same driver from when the Bulls picked him up from the airport when he was drafted. Yeah.
Actually, yeah, because he became really good friends with the guy.
Yeah, they just kind of meshed, and it was. I thought that was. So we saw that that 30 for 30, that documentary.
Oh, like, the
hey,
last dance.
Still, yeah, the last dance.
Mm-hmm. But you know, you want to talk. It's hard for me to say. And I love the Bulls. The '90s Bulls is one of my favorite teams ever. I love
There's
Michael
nothing
Jordan.
Like, not to love about them.
Yeah,
whether they're a ragtag bunch, like where it's like, wow, you got some just characters on that squad, and it's like, man, I don't know. Even with Scottie Pippen, like everyone, like I remember my group growing up, my friend group, we liked Scottie Pippen. Everyone thought he was good. I still think just like even I just like the sound of his voice, that deep voice he has. Even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean that team was just phenomenal, and it sucks and it's upsetting for me to see him kind of be let's just say a poophead right now.
Yeah, for lack of a better term,
right.
that'll do it. Yeah, for radio.
You know, if he could. I don't know. Like, I truly believe this is about selling books and not about anything other than that, because just like you said, Phil Jackson, really, like, he's like a zen dude.
So zen. Yeah. Like, if that was the case, like, word would have got around real quick in the NBA, and he would have been, like, he wouldn't have gone to the Lakers. He wouldn't survive in the NBA.
Hell, Dennis Rodman bought Phil Jackson a Harley.
Yeah.
Like, back then, because, you know, Phil kind of took Dennis under his wing and, you know, let him... He knew how to coach and manage.
He treated him like an individual. It's like, hey, you're Dennis. I can't treat you like as the team. Can't do that with you. He let him know that wasn't going
to
work.
No, he let him be Dennis, and Dennis appreciated that to the point where he let him have a vacation
in Vegas
in the middle of the season. And then Michael had to go fly to Vegas
and
get him out.
You got to go get him.
Yeah, he had to go get him and beat, you know, I think Carmen Electra
hiding under the bed or a table.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah.
But, you know, those are all things that are not indicative of somebody who's racist.
Right. Yeah. Just like if everyone's like, actions speak louder than words, then, well, hey, it's all right there. I mean, especially remember for The Last Dance, they were mic'd up and had a camera follow him the whole season. You didn't think if he was racist, like, something would have slipped?
Oh, absolutely. And then you want to think, if you think about it, what he's going back to is in the 94 playoffs against the Knicks, it came down to the last shot for the Bulls, and Phil said to give it to Kukoc because they were going to double Scotty, which they would have.
Yeah, he's like giving you a compliment there. And it's also like Kukoc has experience, successful experience as taking the last shot.
Yep. And, you know, and it truly is a lot of sour grapes. And Scotty was a big baby then, too, and wouldn't go in the game. Mm-hmm. He sat on the sideline.
It's funny, kind of, he got more swagger, like, once Michael left, too. He wasn't afraid to speak up, which I thought was, like, okay. Like, cat's away, the mice will play.
But then Kukoc hit the shot that night.
Exactly. Don't so, like, shut up. Yeah.
So Phil was probably right. You know?
Yeah, he was. Like, the decision-making was there. It's like, I want the guy. Yeah, he's a rookie. Okay, whatever. Doesn't matter. He's played big league ball overseas. Mm-hmm. And it was, hey, like, this guy, like, he can make, he's a bucket. He has experience taking the last shot. He's successful in taking the last shot. Mm-hmm. Let's give it to him.
Yeah. And I don't know. I think it's a lot of sour grapes on that. And even, you know, I remember, like, when the rumors were starting to circulate about Michael coming back the following year, you know, there was times, like, If Jordan was so selfish and Pippen didn't want to be around him, why was Scotty wearing Air Jordans?
You could probably sign with anybody, got a deal, and
And he had his own deal with Nike. Scotty did, but he chose to wear Jordans.
Chose wear Jordans.
And there, I even remember during
that's probably because he was only getting paid so little.
Right. Well, whenever, like, there was one of the introductions for the game, and he's sitting, you know, the starters sit on the bench, and he's wearing Air Jordans, and he lifts his foot up and points to the Jumpman emblem on the
right,
bottom.
Point to it's like, Mike, we missed you. Come on back.
Yeah. So if he's so selfish, you know, why would you want the guy back? You know, you want to be the stud, be the superstar.
Go for it.
So, you know, this is all, it just seems
And he
like,
put up great numbers when Michael was gone. He did put up good numbers.
He did.
Yeah.
But, you know, and he's, and I've always kind of referred to, not kind of, I have, like, Anthony Davis is more of a Scottie Pippen than he is a Michael Jordan.
Absolutely. Scottie Pippen. He's not an alpha.
No. Scottie was a hell of a player. He's one of the greatest of all time. You know, top 50 to ever play in the NBA, for sure. However, he just never was the man.
Yeah. I mean,
no matter what.
Yeah. And I think still, because that, like, Jordan shadow still lingered when he took that reprieve, because also no one wanted to believe, media included, that Jordan was leaving, ever leaving. And that, oh, hey, this is like just a hiatus. But of course, it was.
Well, and think about after Michael retired in 98. You know, Scotty went to the Rockets, who had Hakeem Olajuwon, and
was Barkley there yet?
Barkley was there. I think Clyde Drexler might still have been there too. And you couldn't win,
right?
And then
those other two were older, much older. Yeah.
And then he won. Then after 1 year, he requested a trade from there, and then went
Portland.
To Portland.
Yeah.
And never won.
Never
again.
Went there. I think they got to the Western Conference Finals. I think
maybe once.
Yeah, I mean, it's Portland was, I think, again, the same thing. Just wanted to get paid.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You know, and that's where he had his championships. So then it was about making money,
right?
Which you know, speaks volumes to the character on that.
Yeah, I mean, they have character there where it's like, hey, like he was fine with it. Like, I'm getting not making all this money yet, I'm not making as probably as much as I should, even though we're winning. So, I mean, at least something there where you could say, hey, there's a silver lining there with Scotty.
Yep. All right. Well, let's take a break and we'll come back. And I want to get your take on Britney Spears' situation real quick. And then we'll do some Florida Man stuff. So we'll be back right after this.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
In a world filled with darkness, America's beacon shines through.
And she's still a beacon, still a magnet for all who must have freedom.
The greatest country in the world, America stands for liberty and freedom for all her citizens. Join me, Bill Juneau, on my new show, Let Freedom Ring, Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. here on WGSO 990 AM as we fight for America.
There is no other place to go.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 7 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
My name is Eric Schein. My program is Maritime Matters. Listen in on WGSO 990 AM, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Central. I'm a graduate of the Federal Military Service Academy, veteran naval officer with many truths to tell and warnings to give, talking about history, all things maritime, and much more. Program centers on our water's edge, maritime borders, and international rights of way as integral parts of our important civil defense and national security systems and the maritime dangers we are now facing.
Welcome back to the Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour. I'm your host, founder, and owner of the TLGHL3C. I am very excited about having the opportunity once again to have a positive and thought-provoking dialogue with you as we inform and educate each other on various topics or gumbo ingredients in the business, academic, alumni, workforce, youth, and of course the sporting arena. I will be here every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. providing informative nuggets for you and yours. Please call in with your questions or add your bowl of gumbo at 504-556-9696 so that we can add to today's pot of gumbo.
All right, we're back with the Something to Say radio show, and we finally got a little bit of time. So I do want to talk about the whole Britney Spears thing and the conservatorship that her dad... She got denied yesterday by the judge after she made a statement last week about all the things that she's been going through, and it's really awful. Like, essentially, what she just got, she had to do it. She did a residency in Vegas a few years ago, just a couple years ago, but that was forced on her. Even to the point where, you know, that her part of this conservatorship is that she has to actually stay on birth control. And she can't, she's been dating this guy for a while. She can't marry him. She wants to have a kid with him. She's not allowed to. And all because of this stuff. And to the point where her dad, who has no background in financial management or anything like that, he's in charge of all of her assets. And she gets an allowance of $2,000 a month. Now, granted, I'm sure that, you know, her bills are paid and all of that. But $2,000 a month. Oh, by the way, he gets $16,000 a month, and he lives in an RV. I forgot where it's at. It's in a parking lot somewhere in Kentwood. So
sounds like Kentwood, yeah.
I mean, give me a break. Like, yeah, So she went a little nutty when she was in her 20s. She shaved her head and was partying too hard. But we all did stupid stuff in our 20s. That shouldn't put you into servitude for the rest of your life.
I feel like everyone has a soft spot for Britney Spears, and especially here in Louisiana. But for some of that, it's like there's nothing there that constitutes as, hey, she's crazy.
Right.
Or I'm sorry, not crazy, but like there's
like mentally ill.
Mentally ill. Mm. If she was, then you could put her in like a home or some rehabilitation.
Right. Yeah, it's sad, and hopefully she can get it squared away because, you know, who wants to be put in a situation like that? And not that I'm some fan of her music, because I'm not, but right is right. And
yeah, just from just a human to another, wanting to treat another human being.
That's terrible. All right, so we only got about 5 minutes or so left, so let's go ahead and make our trek to Florida.
Down to Florida. Welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
All right, so this first one is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard of, and that's saying something when we're doing this bit. So the headline is, a Florida man is threatening to sue an artist who's invisible sculpture sold for $18,000, saying he came up with the idea first. Number one, how do you get anybody to pay you $18,000 for an invisible sculpture?
I want to meet this buyer.
Right? They have to be dumber
There's
than one.
There's someone that might need to be in conservatorship.
Yeah, if you're just throwing $18,000, it was actually a little bit more, $18,300 at an auction. No, it was a work of art made of literally nothing. Tom Miller, who's from Gainesville, Florida, says he actually did do it first, and now he's filing a lawsuit against the other artist to prove it. He said that in 2016, he installed his own invisible sculpture in Gainesville's Bo Diddley Community Plaza, an outdoor event space. He titled it Nothing and erected it over the course of 5 days with a team of workers who moved blocks of air like mimes, building the Great Pyramid of Giza.
Oh, boy. You're driving past, like, oh, what are they doing? I wonder what they're building over there. Nothing.
Tens of people were on hand to see the opus unveiled that June.
Oh, boy.
I mean, come on.
Is there a base? You know, like when sculpture has like the base in it, like for the title of what it is? And
I assume.
Nothing. Or like, does it say, like, who knows what he, it's like, what, like, what do you call this one? I don't know.
It's just so dumb. Like, number one, who's got time to go out and mime the fact that you're building a sculpture?
Those are some of the. Lots of Florida mans.
Yes.
Florida men.
All right. So this one doesn't surprise me at all because coming from Florida. Headline reads, and this comes out of Orlando. This is in Orange County, Florida. And the headline is, yes, a Florida man is actually accused of hiding meth inside his body part. Crystal rocks were found in a private area, deputies say. A Florida man tried to smuggle methamphetamine into a local jail by hiding it in a sensitive area, according to the Orange County Sheriff's Office. Deputies said they were in the process of booking Shaft Bang Adams. That's a hell of a name.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Into the county jail on May 13th when they located four white crystal rocks inside his penis skin. So what? Apparently he was not circumcised. During a strip search, Adams is facing a charge of introducing contraband into the state facility in connection with the incident. The arrest affidavit didn't say why Adams was being booked in the jail, but court records show he's been arrested multiple times in Orange County. The most recent was on June 22nd when deputies said they saw him making hand-to-hand transactions in an area known for narcotics sales. According to the report, a deputy told Adams to get back in the back of the patrol car, and during a search, they found cocaine residue on his cell phone. Deputies tried then to search Adams further, instructed him to take off his shoes and socks, but after taking the left one off, he became irate and refused to take the right one off. Adams tensed up as the deputy tried to remove the right socks, which is where a baggie of cocaine was found. He was arrested on charges of resisting an officer without violence and possession of cocaine. While he was released on bond after the meth arrest last month, that bond was revoked after the most recent arrest. And now he remains booked in the Orange County Jail. That's a hell of a place to put it.
I mean, like when, yeah, first I've already hit my bed. It's like, oh, I know where it was at. Well, nope, I didn't.
That's the
wrinkle. That's the twist.
Yeah, it's not the normal place.
Yeah, and then... like when you see the headline, and that's when you know it's bad. When it's like, well, that doesn't surprise me. It's just like, man, and they just keep setting the bar. I don't know if you want to say they're setting the bar high or it's just so low that I don't.
Yeah. Well, and the last one real quick. I don't know if you've seen the headlines, but there was a month or so ago, a Florida woman saw a baby dinosaur running through her yard. But apparently the mystery's been solved. The mystery of the Florida baby dinosaur may be solved. In April, a Fox 35 viewer in Orlando sent a video, what she says appears to be a baby dino running through her yard one night. The creature was captured on her home security camera. Some say a large bird, but that makes no sense since whatever appears to have front legs. So she's sticking with a raptor.
Okay, I mean, because technically raptors are not as large as we would think, according to like Jurassic Park. They're actually smaller.
Right. So apparently, though, let's see. It looks like a sandhill crane, is what someone else said. They get them in their yards all the time. She sees a leash, which is probably attached to a dog, another person said. But it has some fabric stuck to its head. He no doubt was checking it out and got stuck to it somehow. But you know, there's never been an answer that's convinced this lady, so she's gonna stick with it was a velociraptor.
All right, go with your gut. I'm okay.
Only in Florida. All right, well, that's gonna do it for us. We're gonna step aside. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show. Mike will be back. We'll talk, I don't know, we'll probably talk some 4th of July stuff, and we'll do some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. And don't forget, coming up next, Roz will be here with another great show for you, and with Roz on the Rocks. And until then, Sean, let's just play Gloria.
For more of Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerini locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
We are having a party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
You ever have a legal question and wonder if your brother-in-law was really the person you should be asking? Well, I've got good news for you. There's a new show co-hosted by me, Big John Mason, and fellow Louisiana licensed attorney Richard Wolf. Ask a Louisiana Lawyer every Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon on WGSO, broadcasting live from New Orleans, where you can call and ask your legal question without having to pay a dime.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990.